Once complete, Woodmont Commons will add 3,600 residents to the town, along with several hotels and more than 800,000 square feet of retail space. At a recent public hearing, Ari Pollack, an attorney representing the developers, thanked town officials for their diligence in reviewing the details of the proposal.
This has certainly been a long and complicated process. At times, I think it's fair to say this process has been frustrating for all of us.
In 2010, property owners sold the Woodmont Orchard land for $7 million to Pillsbury Realty Development. The project would be completed in phases over the next 20 years. Some have raised concerns about the growth in population and the impact on the school system. Others are concerned about the town's landscape. Resident Mary Tatro is leading a group that wants developers to conserve roughly 600 trees on 19 acres for use as a public park.
You know, we realize that a lot of trees are going to be taken down from the development, which is fine, but the development needs to have some open space.
She says she has yet to hear back from the developers. The next meeting on the project is slated for August 28th. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.